Okay. Shalom again. We're going to have a special shiur tonight in honor of Tu Bishvat. And before I forget, I want to mention that most of what we're going to learn is from a class that I heard from Rav Chaim Drukman 40 years ago. And I have a personal affinity with the holiday of Tu Bishvat. I made Aliyah in Chodesh Shvat. I got married in Chodesh Shvat, and my name is Ari Shvat. I want to start out. It's interesting that Tu Bishvat always comes out around the time of Parshat Bishalach. And in Parshat Bishalach, we read about the man, the holy manna that came from heaven. But there's something very interesting that the Alshich and others point out. Let's look in source number one. In Sefer Shmot, Tet Zayin Lamed Hey, it says, Uvnei Yisrael achlu et haman 40 shana, ad bo'am el eretz noshavet, et haman achlu ad bo'am el k'tzei eretz kenan. It seems redundant. It says the same thing twice, that we ate the man in the desert for 40 years until we came to Eretz Yisrael, and we ate the man until we came to the land of Israel. So the same thing twice. Now, if that's not enough, in source number 2, in Sefer Yehoshua, it also says the same thing twice. In Yehoshua Perakei, Psukim Yud Aleph and Yud Bet, Ve'yochlu me'avur ha'aretz, mi'macharat ha'pesach, matzot ve'kalui be'etzem ha'yom hazeh. Vayishbot haman mimachorat beochla miavur haaretz, and the man stopped when we started eating from the produce of the land of Israel. Velo haya od livnei Yisrael man, and the man stopped. We just said the man stopped. Veochlu mituat eretz Kanan b'shenahi. It says the same thing again twice, that the man stopped and we ate from the produce of the land. Now between Shmot Tet Zayin and Yehoshua Hey, it's written 4 times. In other words, in both places, it's very redundant, and it's coming to teach something. And the Alshich, in source number 3, writes as follows. Ra'ui lasim lev lama talash vitat haman b'achila mi'avur ha'aretz. What is the Torah and the Navi go out of its way 4 times to stress that we stopped eating the man when we came into the land of Israel. And we stopped eating the man when we came into the land of Israel. Apparently there's an intrinsic connection. Ve'od omar, ve'ochlu mitvuat eretz kenan bashana ha'hi. Ki alo mikol sheken she'achlu b'shar ha'shanim, ma'u omer b'shana ha'hi. What did it say in that year we started eating from the fruit of the land? From that time on, we ate from the fruit of the land of Israel. Why does it say in that year? V'yitachin asa lehem hu yidbarach b'ze kasher asa be'amud esh v'anan. Kilo haya mash amud anan ad bo amud ha'shemesh. Right? Rashi points this out in last week's parsha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had the pillar of cloud during the day and the pillar of fire at night. And one would not leave until the next one would come. Just like when my wife would watch the kids and I would come home and I would watch the kids and Shia would have to go out. So she wouldn't leave until I came. So too, our Father in Heaven always wants to make sure that something is watching over. And similarly, the man did not stop until we already could eat from the fruit of the land of Israel. And being that our time is limited, I'll already go into the main point where the Alshich says, "Sheyavo mikodesh lekodesh." The main point is that we went from holy food to holy food. And he goes on to say that, according to the Midrash, the man was in honor of Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu passed away on Zayin Adar. And we started eating the fruit of the land on Tet Zayin Nisan, 40 days. What did we eat during those 40 days? It says that we continued eating man that we saved during those 40 days. Now, usually the man rotted after one day, right? Here, Hashem did a miracle because he wanted us to eat the man for those 40 days until we got into the land of Israel. Now, Al-Shech asks, why don't we just eat the produce of the East Bank? right? Reuven got in half of Menashe. They like the East Bank. There's good produce there. Why don't we just eat that? That's where we are before we enter the land. And the Alshech explains, "Shenichnesu mikdushat haman lelechem haaretz v'lo achlu bashanahi beni beni midagan arvot Moav." HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to eat, go from holiness to holiness. In other words, the produce of the land of Israel is not just physical. It is holy. And I even brought a raisin. I don't know if you ever thought about it, but there is more holiness in this small raisin grown in Eretz Yisrael than there is in all the raisins and tomatoes and cucumbers and apples and pears in all of North America, South America, Europe, Africa, and Asia put together. This small raisin is holy. Now, there are different levels of holiness, but all fruit grown in Eretz Yisrael is inherently holy. Truma is even on a higher level. Shemitah is even on a higher level. But the idea that we have holy fruit is an important concept. And Rav Kook writes about this in source number 5. Hamachal shel Eretz Yisrael mikudash bepnimiyuto. The food of Eretz Yisrael is holy inside. Ve'eno migusham ki'im bechutz chitzoniyuto. Outside, it seems physical, just like the dates and the raisins grown anywhere else in the world. But it is intrinsically holy. And Rav Kook continues, Avo mimachalei chutz laretz tzrichim lizaher. We have to be careful from the food outside the land of Israel. Ulefi rova tzipia laretz Yisrael mitala hamachal shebechutz laretz gamken. This is interesting. Even if temporarily we had to be in Galut for 2,000 years, the more we yearned for Eretz Yisrael, at least that brought a certain amount of holiness to our food, even in Chutz Laretz. Now watch this. Vezehu sod azkarat Yerushalayim be'al narot bavel. Explains Rav Kook that O b'shir ha'malot b'shuv Hashem b'chol su'uda. We all know that on Shabbat we sing the Perek of Tehillim that talks about when we will return to the land of Israel. And during the week, the minhag is to say Al Narod Bavel, that we cry that we are outside the land of Israel. Why do we do that? Rav Kook is explaining because the whole idea of the holiness of food is connected intrinsically with Eretz Yisrael. And that is why the food in Eretz Yisrael is holy. I'll already go to, let's jump to source number 14, where the tour in a famous diyun in Siman Resh Chet, Aor HaChaim Resh Chet, he deals with the nusach of the alamichya. After we eat cake or fruit of the seven species, there's a special bracha, not just borei nefashot, but alamichya. V'yesh omrim v'nochal mipriya v'nizba mituva. There are those that say that we ask Hashem to bring us into the land of Israel so that we shall eat her fruit. That's our nusach. But the Torah says, ve'en la'omro. She says you shouldn't say it. Why? She'en lachmod ha'aretz bishvil piriyah v'tuva. What? The reason why we want to come into Eretz Yisrael is to eat Jaffa oranges? Ela l'kayem ha'mitzvot tatluyot ba. We want to come into Eretz Yisrael to do the many mitzvot that you can only do in Eretz Yisrael. Most, 315 out of the 630 mitzvot, can only be done in Eretz Yisrael. Says the Torah, that's why we want to go into Eretz Yisrael. And therefore he says, don't say in the Alamichya, we want to come to Eretz Yisrael to eat her fruit. Source 15. The Bach disagrees.
Isn't that praise for Eretz Yisrael?
Oh, not only that, we'll see it's actually a pasuk. It's a very difficult tour. The Bach says, Tema. I don't understand. Halo kedushata aretz nishbat ba mikedushata aretz el yona. Hurry, the holiness of the land of Israel comes from the holiness of the Shechinah, which is always in the land of Israel. He nishpat gam beperotea sheyonkim mikdushat hashkina shochenet bekerav haaretz. In other words, Hashem gives kedushat to the land of Israel. The fruit and vegetables of Eretz Yisrael nurse those vitamins of kedusha, those vitamins of holiness from the land. Ve'al ken nicha. There's no problem. We want to enter the land of Israel, among other things, to eat her fruit, because her fruit adds holiness to us. Just like there's vitamin C and vitamin B12 and vitamin D, there are vitamins of Kedusha. And that's the halakha, that's the psak halakha. Now, I don't understand the Torah at all, and I don't even understand why the Bach doesn't bring it. Because the strongest proof to the Bach and to our Nusach that we do say that we enter the land to eat her fruit, Surah 16, Hari the Bracha is just quoting the Navi Jeremiah, Perek Bet Pasuk Zayin, Va'avi etchem el eretz ha-karmel le'echol piriya v'tuva. It's taken straight from a Pasuk. How could the Torah oppose it? The idea is, you know, there's a famous story of a Vishnitzer Chassid from New York. He came to visit Eretz Yisrael, I think it was in the 40s, when they built the new port in Haifa. And everyone was excited about this new port. And this Jew wants to go to Haifa to get a bracha from the Rebbe. And he goes to the central bus station in Yerushalayim, buys a ticket. And the guy sells him a ticket, says, here are your accent, you're from America. I said, yeah, have you ever been to Haifa? He says, no. He says, well, you got to see the new port. It's unbelievable. It's the biggest port in the land of Israel. So the Jew from New York says, okay, I guess if I have time, I'll go to the port. Anyway, he goes onto the bus, and anybody who lives in Israel knows that Israelis like talking to the guy next to him, even if it's a total stranger. Where are you from? Where are you going? So the guy says, I'm a Vishnitzer Chassid. I'm going to get a bracha from the Rebbe. The guy sitting next to him on the bus says, well, if your first time in Haifa, you have to see the port, the new port. So the guy says, okay, I guess it must be really worth visiting. He goes up to the bus driver and asks the bus driver, when we get to Haifa, can you please tell me when we get to the port? He says, sure, no problem. What, you've never been to the port? It's the biggest port in Israel. So the guy's really excited. Anyway, they come into Haifa, and the bus is driving, and the guy's waiting for the bus driver to tell him when we get to the port. And he doesn't tell. So gets to the last stop in Haifa. And the guy goes up to the bus driver and says, you said you'd tell me where the port is. He says, what do you mean? You don't see the port? See those boats? There were two boats in the port. And this Jew from New York, he has seen really big ports. And I guess he says, Tov, and Palestine, everything's small, and, okay. Bekitzer, he goes to the Vishnitzer Rebbe. This is Seren Visions. There are two Vishnitzer Rebbes. So he's in the waiting room. Yeah, Hasidim, they talk. So where are you from? New York. Oh, you came to get a bracha from the Rebbe? Yeah, first time. Well, your first time in Haifa. Have you seen the port? By this time, he's rolling his eyes. You know, yeah, I saw the port. He says, listen, I'm from New York, and it's not really a very impressive port in our eyes. He goes into the Rebbe, and the Rebbe says, Shalom Aleichem, where are you from? He says, New York. He says, oh, it's your first time here? He says, yeah, first time in Haifa. The Rebbe says to him, have you seen the port? So by this time, the Chassid has to be honest with the Rebbe. He says, listen, I'm from New York, and I saw the port. I really was not very impressed with the port. So the Vishnitzer Rebbe says to the Chassid, he says, can I ask you a question? Usually it's the Chassid asks the Rebbe, but Rebbe wants to ask questions. He says, sure. The Rebbe says to him, can you please tell me what time is a potato? Now the Chassid is really distraught, you know. He says, he heard that this Rebbe is a really great person, and I was asked, what time is a potato? So he said, excuse me, I don't understand the question. So the Rebbe said, okay, I'll ask you another question. How many kilometers are there in truth? The Chassid doesn't understand what's going on. So he says, I don't understand. So Rebbe says, what do you mean? So Chassid says, well, you don't measure potatoes in time, and you don't measure truth in kilometers or miles. So the Rebbe says, oh, now you understand. In Eretz Yisrael, you don't measure things by the size, because holiness is judged on a totally different measuring scale. You don't measure Kiddusha or holiness by how many boats there are in the port. And this is very expensive, important, especially for Americans. I work with your programs in American with Americans, and they are never impressed with anything. Right? You take them to Ein Gedi, they say, well, I've been to Niagara Falls. Right? You take them to the Machtesh Ramon, they say, oh, I've been to the Grand Canyon. They're not impressed with anything. And that's why it's important to point out that in Eretz Yisrael, you don't measure holiness in size or physical beauty. Because again, one raisin grown in Eretz Yisrael has more holiness than all the fruits and all the vegetables and all the world put together. And that is, continue the vision of the Rebbe, look at Source 13. You remember Yaakov Avinu, when he sends the brothers another time down to Egypt, they have to buy more food. Breshit Perek Mem Gimel Yud Aleph Vayomer Aleihem Yisrael Avihem Im Kein Efo Zot Asu Kchu Mizimrat Haaretz Biklechem. Take some of the fruit to Yosef. He doesn't know it's Yosef. Give him a gift. My mother always taught me, when you go to hosts, give the host a gift, right? Yaakov Avinu says, Voridu Leish, what should you give him the gift? Me'at Sari U'me'at Dvash Nechot Valot Botni Mushkedim. Give him a couple of dates, a couple of figs, a couple of almonds. Rashi says botnim are peaches. Give him a couple of it. Now, Yosef is in charge of the food in the entire Middle East. Why does he need a couple of dates? The answer is, if they're holy dates, that changes the whole picture. Because the fruit from Eretz Yisrael, as we see, has holiness in it. Now, this is very, very important. Let's look in the Chatam Sofer. There's a Chatam Sofer in Source 17, which we've seen in the past, where he talks about the machloket of Torah v'avodah. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says the ideal is to learn Torah all day. Rabbi Yishmael, it's Masechet Brachot, Daf Lamed Hey, says the ideal is to work and to learn. Nireh l'aniyut da'ati, says the Chatam Sofer, he is a heavyweight. Rabbi Yishmael, nami lo amar mikra ve'asafta deganecha, even the ideal that you shall gather in the grain, the ideal of working, it's only ideal ele be'eretz Yisrael. V'rov Yisrael shruyin she'avoda be'karka gufa mitzvah mishum yishuv eretz Yisrael. That is when Torah v'avodah is an ideal. Lotzi perotea hakedoshim. Again, to produce her holy fruit. Va'al zet zivta Torah v'asafta diganecha. And here's an unbelievable proof. U'boaz zore goren asorim alayla. Boaz, Chazal tell us he's Ivtzan. He is the shofet. He's the head of the Sanhedrin. And during the day, he's teaching Torah. Doing din Torah. So I guess he has to work at night. No, he doesn't have to work at night because we know he's very wealthy. All of the fields belong to Boaz. All the poor people and all the workers are working for Boaz. So why in the world is he working in the fields at night, especially when it's dark? Answers the Chatam Sofer, Mishum Mitzvah. Because it's a mitzvah. V'chi'ilu tomar. Hold on to your socks. As if a person would say, Lo aniach tefillin mipnei shani osek b'torah. I'm not going to put on tefillin because I'm busy learning Torah. No, you close the Gemara and you put on tefillin. Right? You close the Gemara and you go hear Megillah. You go light Nerot Chanukah. Ha chinami, so too, to the same extent, Lo yomar, a person can't say, Lo esov digani mipnei esek ha-torah. When you're in the land of Israel, you can't say, I'm not going to work in the fields. I'm not going to work for a living because I'm learning Torah. No, you close the Gemara, and you have to work. Even if you're a millionaire and you don't need the money. Why? To work with the holy fruit of Eretz Yisrael. Ve'efshar afilu sharei umanuyot sheyesh ben yishuv ha'olam hakol bichlal zeh. Bichlau mitzvah. The Chatam Sofer says, of course, just like by Chanukah, there's Mahadrin mina Mahadrin, there are different levels. So the Mahadrin of settling the land of Israel is to work with the holy fruit, to work with the holy soil. But he says, even if somebody is working in business, somebody is working in high tech, somebody is working in medicine, whatever you're, even when you sweep a floor in Eretz Yisrael, anything that you're doing is which is constructive is a mitzvah. Aval Kisha, those of you who are here live, I don't know if you ever noticed on the front door of my house, when I leave in the morning, you'll see it on the way out, it says, remember to have in mind that what I'm doing today is l'shem mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Continues the Chatam Sofer. Aval kisha'anu mefuzarim ba'avonoteinu rabim ben omot olam. So why, the Chatam Sofer says, do I just learn Torah? Why don't I go work? Because I'm in Chutz Laretz. He's writing in Pressburg. V'chol shemarbe ha'olam yishuv mosif avodat Hashem churban. Here he's quoting the Chovot al-Vavot. The Chovot al-Vavot says that the more a person invests in the physical world, it's at the expense of his spirituality. That's a very important quote. But the Chatam Sofer says, that's only Chutz Laretz. In Eretz Yisrael, that doesn't apply. In Chutz Laretz, Moder Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Val Zeh Anu Somchin, that's why many rabbis don't work for a living. Why? Because they're in Chutz Laretz. But if they were in Eretz Yisrael, the Chatam Sofer says, I would also work for a living. Especially with the holy fruit of Eretz Yisrael. And again, this is what Rav Kook writes that we saw in source number 5, that the holiness of Eretz Yisrael can be expressed and should be expressed even in her fruit, and that is why, just in case you don't remember, even in Eretz Yisrael, you should say Al Narot Bavel or Shira Ma'alot in order to remember that holiness of the fruit. Now there's another point. Let's look in the Chatam Sofer. Chatam Sofer really gets excited about this topic. And anybody who knows learning knows that Chatam Sofer, as I said, is not a heavyweight. He is a super heavyweight. V'inei shevach Eretz Yisrael zavat chalav udvash. This is Chatam Sofer Masechet Chulin Ayin Adalif Amud Bet. Source 8. The praise of Eretz Yisrael is that it is a land of milk and honey. Imshu kipshuto, obviously, it's praising the abundance of the land of Israel. That's the pshat. Mikol makom ze hator more od kedushat haaretz uperoteha. Ki hem molidim kedusha benefesh haochel otam. Somebody who eats this little raisin. I put out some dates here for those who want. Did I remember to bring them out? They bring holiness into the person who eats them. Umosifim ahava udveikut ba'ashem. When you eat the fruit of Eretz Yisrael, you know what? Even if somebody is living in Chutz Laretz, at least buy Jaffa oranges, right? Today you can, they export holy fruit of Eretz Yisrael, and that helps you not only give you vitamins of Kedusha, but it adds to your love and clinging to God. Now, this source number 9, Rav Tzvi Yehuda Kook, brought in Otsrot HaRe'iyah, Hilchot Yesodei HaTorah, Perek Bet. This is unbelievable. Sometimes something is just so true that once you hear it, you can't forget it. And all of you will remember this. Rav Tzvi Yehuda Kook points out that the Gemara Masechet Bechorot, Zayin Amud Bet, says, HaYotze Min HaTamei Tamei. There's a cloud that if something is not kosher, you can't eat its produce, right? You can't drink pig's milk. You can't drink camel's milk. If so, why are we allowed to eat honey? Hare, honey has a derivative of a bee, and bees are not kosher. The Gemara Masechet Chulin goes out of its way to say, the Torah allows us to eat honey. Eretz Zavat Chalav Udvash, that is a shevach, that is a praise of Eretz Yisrael. Then, what about chalav? Rav Tzvi Yehuda goes on to say, again, we're in source number 19, that chutz midvash hayotze min advorim shu tahor. You would think that honey is unkosher, but it really is kosher. The same thing with milk. Milk comes from the blood in the body. As the Gemara Masechet Nidah Daftet Amud Aleph says, Dam ne'echar v'na'asa chalav. All of the fluids in the body at one point were water. You drink water, you drink liquids. In the body, it's turned into blood. And then, when a woman is nursing, so that blood is turned into milk. If so, if all milk was originally blood, you shouldn't be allowed to drink milk either. Not nursing milk, and not cow's milk either. The Gemara Masechet Chulin says, no, these are the only two foods that according to logic are tamei, but comes the Torah and tells us, no, it's tahor. Rav Tzvi Yehuda says, this is the secret of Eretz Yisrael. Al ken advarim agdolim, hinam domim lidvash v'chalav. By the way, the Torah is also likened, Kidvash v'chalav tachat lishonech, a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Chazal say it's referring to the Torah. That just like the Torah, so too Eretz Yisrael can take things that are not holy and make them holy. Again, we just saw the Chovot al-Vavot and the Chatam Sofer quoting him says that the physical world is not very holy. As a matter of fact, the more you deal with the physical world, it's at the expense of your spirituality. Not in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, the Tameh becomes Tahor. And the fruit is holy and makes us more spiritual. Now you hear another big chidush. Source number 10. Can you imagine Prime Minister Netanyahu going to President Biden or Macron or and telling him, I'm glad to represent the state of Israel, but I would like to invite you to come visit us in Palestine. He wouldn't call Palestine. So why does the Torah many times still call Eretz Yisrael Eretz Canaan? I imagine it's bothered many people here. Rav Kook answers it. Source number 10. On the pasuk, Vayaki v'yacha Hashem el Eretz Haknani. Hashem is going to bring you into the land of the Canaanites. Why do we mention the Canaanites? This is in Olat Re'iyah, page Mem. Eretz Yisrael yesh la sgulot. Hasgulot hachayot ha'elyonot shel yesod ha'kdusha ha'yoter elyona ha'mitgala ba'olam. שיש בכוחה להפוך את התוכן היותר רע והיותר מקולקל לטובה ולברכה. Just like we saw in the Chatam Sofer, just like we saw Eretz Zavat Chalav Udvash, to take even something which is really tamei and make it holy. לפיכך, שם הארץ הוא כנען. That's why the Torah still continues sometimes to call the land of Israel the land of Canaan. Who is Canaan? Ha'isha mikulkal v'mikulal. The most cursed person in the Torah. Right? He's even more cursed than Ham. He was the one who revealed Noach's nakedness. And Noach curses his father, and curses his son, and curses all of his descendants. Otsar hakiyur vazuama vashiflut enoshit. But the land of Israel, when it comes into the hands of the people of Israel, is elevated el marom hakodesh. And that is why the Torah still calls it Eretz Canaan, to remind us that it is the people of Israel who have elevated it to from the lowly level of Canaan to the highest level possible. Now you hear another big chidush. And this is halacha lemaaseh, an interesting nafkamina. Source 11. Olat Re'iyah, this is page Shin Ayin Dalet. The Gemara, Rav Kook is quoting Gemara in Masechet Brachot, Daf Mem Aleph. Rav Chizim Rav Amnuna, Haviyat V'Besudata, they were sitting at a meal, maybe it was Tu B'Shvat, Aitu Lekamayu Tamrei V'Rimoni, and they brought pomegranates and dates. Shakal Rav Amnuna baricha tamri bereisha. Rav Amnuna took first the date, made a bracha on it, and ate it. Amar le Rav Chizda, why did you make a bracha on the date? Lo svira le mar lahadam Rav Yosef v'itim Rav Yitzchak kol ha-mukdam be-pasuk ze mukdam la-bracha. That whatever comes earlier in the pasuk, you should say first. Jump to source 12 where I brought the pasuk. Eretz chita sora v'gefen teina v'rimon. Eretz Shemen Udvash. pomegranates come before dates. So why did you make the bracha on the dates before the pomegranates? Amar le Rav Amnuna answered him, Ze sheni la'aretz veze chamishi la'aretz. That is true. Within Gefen Teina Rimon Chitas Ora, you make first the bracha on whatever is earlier in the pasuk. And the same thing between Zayit and dates, you make on what's earlier. But you make the bracha first on dates before pomegranates, because dates are just two words away from the word Eretz, the land of Israel. Pomegranates are five words away from the land of Israel. I'll just foreshadow a drop. Rav Kook is obviously going to say that the closer a person is to the land of Israel, the holier he is. And that is true even regarding dates and pomegranates, how much more so regarding a person. So Rav Chisda said, halavai, that Hashem should give me legs of iron that I could run after you and learn Torah. In other words, it's really nice what you said. Rav Kook explains, Keshem she'abrachot atzman me'irot et halvavot l'deot yesharot, just like the brachot help us understand Judaism and God. And we have to thank God before we eat. We have to thank God after we eat and stop and notice every word in the bracha. By the way, just about every word in the Alam Yichya bracha is to thank God, not just for the food that we ate, but almost all of it is to thank God for the land of Israel and for Yerushalayim and for the land of Israel and Yerushalayim and for the land of Israel and Yerushalayim. That is the Alam Yichya. And the source is, that's the pshat, Ve'achalta ve'savata uverachta et Hashem Elokecha al ha'aretz hatova asher natanach. You shall eat, be satiated, and thank Hashem for the land of Israel that He has given us. That's the pshat. So just like the words of the brachot are important, and when you make a asher yatzar, you should notice, and that helps us become good Jews. Shein avot lemaasim yesharim umidot tovot. Kein gam pirtehem liolchotehem. Rav Kook, as he often does, says that there is nothing small in something big. And even the smallest of details, what do you make first, the bracha on the date or the pomegranate, these are really big ideas. Bnuyim al pidrachim mafulashim lemidot tovot v'yikarot v'yikarei Torah b'emunot v'diyot. These are to teach us what life is about, what God is about, what the world is about, what philosophy is true. Being that love of the land of Israel is one of the main points of the Torah. All of Sefer Breshit is who's going to get Eretz Yisrael. Sefer Yoshua, who's going to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Shoftim, Shmuel, Melachim, defending Eretz Yisrael. At the two climaxes, spiritual climaxes of the year, that is Yom Kippur, Ne'ilah, we say L'shana Babi Yerushalayim. At the climax of Leil HaSeder, L'shana Babi Yerushalayim. Kol, and therefore, says Rav Kook, Kol HaKarov Karov Yoter LeEretz Yisrael. The more a person is close and is in love with Eretz Yisrael, the higher level of holiness he is. Kal V'chomer, somebody who is living in the land of Israel, is on a higher level than somebody who doesn't live in the land of Israel. But even a person who lives in the land of Chutz La'aretz, if at least he wants to live in the land of Israel, that's also something. Because even a date which is a little closer to the word Eretz Yisrael is more important than a pomegranate for that reason. Beautiful. So we talked about the vitamins of Kedusha. We saw that the vitamins of Kedusha are like the man. Maybe I'll just finish up with another anecdote. When I go to Chutz La'aretz, you don't know whether there'll be Jaffa oranges around. So I bring with me a bag of raisins or sunflower seeds. And one time I brought so that every morning I could take a vitamin of Kedusha, eat something holy. And it's true. Bekitzur, some of you were my chanichim in Camp Moshe Van may remember that. One time I landed in JFK. And they make you fill out this form. Now, if the food is packaged, you can bring it in. But my sunflower seeds, I had opened it. And they asked you, in question, I think it was number 9, were you on a farm? You're just supposed to say, no, 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 no. Do you have any diseases? Do you have any agricultural produce? So I skipped that question because I did. I'm not going to lie. But I don't want them to take away my vitamins of Kedusha. So anybody who knows American customs people, they are really square. And so I come up there and have my card. And this guy looked at me and says, Mr. Chwat, you omitted question number 9. You know, very seriously. So I said to him, yeah, because I didn't know what to write. Because I know that here in America, you're very careful about freedom of religion. Yes, that's true. So I said, well, these are fruits of the land of Israel. So they're holy. So I eat them one a day for religious reasons. So I didn't want to say that I don't have produce, because I do have produce, but it's for a religious purpose. So the guy forgot all of his pomp and circumstance and said, say what? So I explained to him that I'm coming from the Holy Land. I said, are you a religious Christian? He says, yes, I go to church every Sunday. So I said, well, so you know what the Holy Land is about. And I said, you know, I don't want to offer you a bribe, but as a good Christian, I'd be more than happy to give you some of these holy fruit, holy sunflower seeds. So he looks to the left, looks to the right, looks around if his supervisor is watching. And he says, I can't take that, but you can bring it in. V'kitzur, as we saw, to summarize in the Chatam Sofer, and this actually has nafkamino, that the fruit of Eretz Yisrael, not only are they, I have vitamins of Kedusha, but they bring me closer to God, they strengthen my love of God, and my dveikut, cleaving to God. To summarize what we saw that the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, like we said, is vitamins of Kedusha, similar to the man. I don't know, I would like to eat man, no problem, you eat a raisin from Eretz Yisrael, and it is like eating man. We gave Rav Cook's explanation, why do we say Shira Malot and Al Narod Bavel? To bring Eretz Yisrael to elevate our food. Point number 4. We saw a beautiful explanation of Eretz Zavat Chalav Udvash, that just like honey and milk are the only two foods that should theoretically, logically not be kosher, the land of Israel also takes things which theoretically are physical and not so kosher, that are tameh, and makes them holy. We saw Rav Cook's explanation of Eretz Canaan. Why do we still call it the land of Canaan? To stress that, yes, it used to be tameh, but now it is tahor. And then we saw several nafkaminot, practical applications. We saw the halacha, that whatever is closer to the word Eretz takes precedence among the 7 species, because it's on a higher level, kal v'chomer, much more so, when a person has to be so much closer in his love to Eretz Yisrael. A second nafkamina, we saw that it is the correct nusach to say, v'nochal mipirya. And we're not embarrassed to say, yes, we want to enter the land of Israel to eat from her fruit. And then point number 8. Oh, we didn't mention this, but now we can mention it, that at the end of the bracha, when we eat fruit, which is not just of the 7 species, but is actually grown in the land of Israel, then you say peroteha, her fruit, and pri gafna, her wine. There's a special bracha for the fruit of Eretz Yisrael. We now understand also why Rav Kook was so careful to be makbid to buy an etrog from Eretz Yisrael. Not just to support the Jewish farmers, but it's on a higher level. It's holy. Now you understand also, we explained, why all of the bracha of the Alam Ichya is about thanking God for the land of Israel and her fruit. And the main point is that we understand that in Eretz Yisrael, as Rav Kook writes in source number 19, Ein tzorech kol kach lahargiz et haguf. We don't have to anger the body, because the body and the physical land in Eretz Yisrael, the buildings are holy, the fruit is holy, the rocks are holy. And maybe just one last nafkamina. regarding the Heter Mechira during the year of Shemitah. After seeing this, those who think that it's better to buy Arab-grown produce or imported produce to the land of Israel during Shemitah, they are missing the boat. And for those who are in Chutz La'aretz, buy Israeli fruits and vegetables, eat those vitamins of Kedusha.